Hello, everyone. I'm so glad you are back to our podcast, Courageous Leadership with Virginia Pradhan. I'm also very, very grateful and thankful for all your questions, all your emails and call or whatever form you want to connect with us and ask us questions or share your concern with us. We value that very, very much. We try to understand what is more important to you and answer to your questions and to your concern. We live in a society that is changing so fast. We live in a society where Christianity is disrespectful, is mocked. Liberals are trying so hard. They do have an agenda, and they are working really, really hard on their agenda to change America. They try to convince and intimidate many that they have the power, that your voice does not count, that you have to submit or you will be crushed. I have to tell you that it's not the reality. And how do I know? Is because I live in a society like this that started this way and ended up to be a socialist and communist society because people refuse by fear or by their own concern or whatever situation was to stand up and speak up for the truth. So I am speaking from my own experience, and I hope that that will encourage you. For those of you who don't know, I am Virginia Pradhan. I'm a host of Courageous Leadership with Virginia Pradhan. I am an international human rights attorney. I'm a speaker and an author, and I this is my memoir, Saving My Assassin. It was published by Tyndale House Publisher, and you can find it at virginiaprodhanbooks.com/product/book. I live in a socialist and communist, and I can tell you that many, and I fought against socialists and communists. I exposed a dictator, and I was threatened, and the dictator sent an assassin to kill me. By the grace of God, I am alive. And you can find more information in my book, Saving My Assassin. So I want you to know that I am sharing with you and encouraging you from my own experience and from what I see going on in America. I want you to understand that socialism has a precise agenda. They have been doing this from the time of Karl Marx, Lenin, and Stalin, and all other, dictators and cruel dictators that transformed their own country into socialist and communist, that those systems never were able to exist without submitting people, without killing millions, and without making the land, what I call Romania under socialists and communists, a land of lies and a prison land. You can see a lot of things that are similar in America. The reason I am telling you that socialist and socialist agenda has a precise agenda in the form of liberals or communists and socialists in China or Venezuela or other places where socialists are still in power, and even under Putin in Russia. That is a kind of a hidden form of socialist, but Putin is socialist, no question about. But what I am trying to say to you is that there are lots of similarities. First of all, they are well equipped the liberals, the socialists, are very well equipped. They have done this for a very long time. They have, and they share experience between one another, talking about people going from our government in secret from America to Cuba to learn what? How to submit people and how to build socialists in America. Yes, okay, nobody talks about this, but that's my point of view. And that's my kind of suspicion about these people. So what I want to say to you is they are very well equipped. They know how to work. They have done it over and over again, even though they did not succeed, unless they succeeded for when the country was captured by socialists or communists, and they submitted everyone, that socialists will last for 50, 60, 70 years. So that is one danger, that if we don't speak, that's gonna be the situation. You don't think that socialists is like a pair of shoes. You wear them for a short period of time, you decide they're not comfortable, you return them, or you put them in the trash. No way about this. Socialists, when socialists capture a country, submit people, it will stay for a long period of time. And again, going back to the idea that the liberals, the people that are in love with socialists, know exactly how to do it, is I want you to tell that, because I want all you also to understand that you have to understand them. You have to understand from where they are coming from, and also to understand that you are not equipped. You are not equipped to fight with them. They fight with lies, what I call, they use half of the truth, the same tactics as the evil one use it for Adam and Eve. They want to make you believe that without God and without honoring Him, but with socialists and following and being loyal to a socialist government, you will regain freedom. You will be your own God. That is such a big lie, because when socialists comes, you are a puppet in their hands, nothing else. You can read in my book how many cases and how I defended Christians and human rights cases, people that were accused, not because they violated the law, but they violated the so-called the law of not being loyal to socialists. And no matter what you do, no matter how hard you will try, if they don't like you, they will find something else. And if they don't find something else in you, in your life, they will find something in the life of your relatives, your children, your neighbors, you name it. And they will imply you in that. So this is why I am here to tell you that your voice and your vote is important. I know that many of you, you express it to me, the concern about America and the judicial system being weaponized by the liberal and trying to silence the conservative. Many of you see lots of things that, you know, the people of faith being, you know, marginalized. Many of you heard about the Maine. It's happening in Maine in the Bangor Christian School case. It's happening also in California. In California, Carter School cases and many others. You have states like California or others, liberals, that are preparing to have laws that will take children away from parents if the parents don't agree with changing the gender of their children, or many, many other things. You heard about many things about banks being asked or ordered by the government to provide full information about the conservatives' bank accounts and all their transactions, which is illegal. It's not legal. Plus, you hear about immigration and open borders and all kind of things. So the concern is real. It's legal, if you want to call it. We see America being changed in many, many, many ways. We have election coming up. We have cases after cases where conservatives are dragged to court, and liberals are using the laws in a way that have never been used before, just because you have a district attorney and you have a judge who happened to be liberal, and they are working together, and until the case goes to appeal or to Supreme Court, these people are damaged financially, emotionally, their character is killed. That is the tactic of socialists. We have never seen something like this in America before. In all of this, I want to tell you that no matter what, your voice is important. Your voice is important because it's important to stand up for the truth. It's important to go and vote. Your vote is important. I know many of you are concerned about if your vote will be counted and so forth. I think you think, I believe it's a real concern. I agree with you. And we have to do everything on our part to make sure that our vote is counted. But I want you to concentrate on one thing. The fact is that the most important thing is that you have to go and vote. And vote your values. Make sure that you know people in your area, what you are voting for, on the national area, on the presidential area. And you study. I know, I can hear many of you will say, I am too tired. Yes, I'm too busy. I know, I understand. You might be busy, you might be tired, no question about this. But let me tell you something. I said that to me, and I will say it to you because I love you. We have time for things that are important in our lives. So, if keeping America free, for you, for your children, for your business, for your ministry, for your life, it's important, then you will put searching and making sure that you know the candidates, you support the candidates, you donate if you have the possibility, you learn everything that is possible. If you want, not in this election, it's too late, but on the next one, you can be, put your name there to be elected in different areas. Start with, school board, city, position, state and federal positions. There are so many opportunities. We live in a country right now in the freedom, and we have to make sure that we keep that freedom, and not only keep the freedom, but we turn America to the freedom that we used to know. And for that, our vote is important. Our vote is important when you go there and you choose representative that will represent your value. The results are in God's hands. Pray and ask the Lord to protect your vote, to protect the vote of others, and watch God what he's able to do it. I want you to know that we live in a time where Christianity is shrinking, people going to church. We have less numbers, especially after COVID, because a lot of people go watch online, which I believe is not the same as being together with people in your congregation, your community, your friends, and being encouraged. We also have situation where the pastor tries to avoid talking about any social issues and encourage and guide the congregation. That it's not right. God told us to occupy the land, to be involved in, and through us, God can change America and God can bring America back. In fact, the Bible says that if my people, they are called by my name, will pray, turn from their wicked way, repent, and seek my face, I will heal them and I will heal the land. So it's clear that we have a role in this part. If you are in America or in any country around the world, your voice is important. God gives you skill, talents, and position in that specific area for you to use it. His power, that he will use it for his glory to protect and heal you and heal the land. I cannot emphasize to you that silence is not our position. Silence is dangerous. In fact, when you read my memoir, Saving My Assassin, as I mentioned, you can find it at virginiaprodanabooks.com/product/book. I want you to read chapter 3. At least 3 times. It's a powerful and I hope changing heart story of my uncle, who as communists and socialists came to Romania, not only by those who love socialists, but also with the boots and the guns of the Russians. My uncle, who was a banker, who had a big and wonderful business, was too fearful to speak at that time. So he decided to go to London and to stay there for a period of time, hoping that others will speak and things will go better. Sure enough, after a period of time, he returned to Romania. And when he returned, he went to his business. And as soon as he objected to something, which now socialists was in power and was dictating to the capitalists like he, and business owner, what to do, he spoke up. Guess what? It was too late. Then the army of the socialist government and Russians came to his business and took him to the psychiatric hospital to re-educate him and to be loyal to socialists. And soon they took him, his business, and the government on his business. I hope that no one will wait for and not speak up like my uncle. I need to tell you that as a young kid, I spent time with him, and he was a destroyed person. That he was never able to look into his eyes because he never forgave himself for not speaking when it was time. I remember him saying many times that the only place that he was able to speak up was the psychiatric hospital, where he was able to speak the truth and tell others until the nurses will come and drug him. I don't want that to anyone. I want you to understand that there is a danger. There is a huge danger. If you believe now that you are losing something, it will be a time when it will be too late to speak, and you will find out that you lost everything. So for that reason, use your voice, use your values, and vote for your values. If it is your school, children's schools, or talking with your teacher, choose to speak the truth, and you never know how you influence others. It's important to know that God will give you everything that you need, and He will provide everything for you. I want to give you an encouraging word from the Bible. It says in Psalm 32:8, it says, God says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. So you have God's instructions, God's protection, day by day, step by step, and He will give you everything that you need. Your voice is important, and your vote as you go to vote for election this year. But in any situation, if you go to City Hall, if you vote in your business, and you have to take a stand for God's principle, that is your vote and that is your voice that is important. If you work for someone, for your boss, and your boss is asking you to be loyal to liberal idea or ideology and to what they call to be compassionate about. See the kind of words they use, like the evil one that used the words with Adam and Eve. Be respectful and understand that you can stand up and speak up for the truth. And your vote for God is your voice. God will protect you. God will give you whatever you need. I want you to be encouraged that God used me for His glory. And as you read in my memoir, Saving My Assassin, God used me not only to change my life, change the life of people that I defended, Christians and human rights cases, lawyers and judges, but also God used me to change Romania from a socialist country to a democratic country. God can use each one of us today to transform this America that is going so rapid to socialist, back to capitalist, back to God, and to respect and honor God and respect others. There is our opportunity to use our voice, use our votes in any way possible to honor God, to glorify Him, and to keep America free. If you have any questions, please put them in down. Contact us at virginiaprodanabooks.com/contact. Call us. We are here to help you. You are capable and able in God's power to use your voice and your vote to keep America free. Until next time, God bless you and keep in touch. Don't forget that your voice and your vote as yourself are more precious and more important to you and to all of us, more than you can imagine. God bless you.